Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is my pleasure to spend some time with you talking about those amazing sparks, those sparks that could be igniting positive change in your life. If you are listening to me live or very close to this air date, today is December 30th. The year 2010. It is the golden anniversary of my birthday, which I love the sound of that. It's been a great opportunity to both reflect on past blessings, current blessings, and project future blessings as well. And it also coincides with that time of the year. If you are a regular listener, you know I'm usually on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Time. Last evening, I was at a wake and a funeral for my husband's aunt, who died on Christmas Eve. She had been in a care facility for the past 7 years with Alzheimer's. Her husband died the Saturday after our Thanksgiving end of November. So their deaths were about 3 weeks apart. And last evening, the minister commented that they had been married for 63 years and had spent every Christmas together, including this one. And while it was hard on the family to have two funerals so close together, I think there's a sense of peace, and talking about the connection that people share. My husband's uncle was at the care facility every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon visiting his wife until he became ill and was in the same care facility. And they still visited every day at 3 o'clock. It's such a powerful connection we can have with one another, if we choose to. So that is my explanation to my regular listeners for the delay in our segment this week, and that I get to spend about 30 minutes of my golden anniversary of my birthday with you. So reflecting and projecting. Some people see this as a chore. Some people don't do it. Some people just go through the motions of living life. Tonight I'm going to talk about celebrating success, the successes you had in 2010. We've all had them. If we're here still, that could be counted as a success. Sometimes we want to only celebrate the big, huge, top of the mountain success experiences. And we forget, it took a lot of steps to get to the top of that mountain. And we can celebrate every one of the steps as we go up the mountain. And yet we wait. It's like waiting to use the good china for special occasions. And we don't, and you know, they sit in the china cupboard or the cabinet or the closet. We don't use them, because they might get chipped or we might break one. And, well, maybe, we might. Could we have more special occasions, reasons to celebrate in our lives? Absolutely. So we'll take a look at reflecting back. And, yes, we absolutely want to learn lessons as we want to project ahead to the year that we want to experience, enjoy, create, in 2011. So let's learn lessons and celebrate success. And first of all, did you decide in December of 2009? And I do believe that segment I shared with my son, and if it wasn't in 2009, it was in one of the last December segments. And you know what? It was perspectives from a second grader, and he's in fourth grade now. That probably was, wow, time flies. So there's some very entertaining ideas from the perspective of a seven-year-old in a past segment that you could download. There are 3 years worth of segments here with my experiences, lessons, support, encouragement, strategies, as well as guests that I've had over the years. I had some amazing people in 2010, and I'm excited about looking at formats and schedules for 2011, looking at some growth, not only for Spark, but for a new show that we're launching, we being Lynette Patterson, strategic life coach and creator of Healing Grief and Loss, a series of teleseminar recordings that are available, and also Unlock Your Metabolism, which is an amazing health program. And Dr. Lisa Van Allen, who's the business doctor, she's a conscious business coach, and the three of us are teaming up, me being very focused on having people boost their brains, having their best brains, and living their best brain, best life is what my focus is. And the three of us are teaming up to launch Saving Superwoman. And our first show is January 22nd. So very excited about that project. So we've got 1 foot in 2010 and another foot in 2011. And I'm guessing many of you do as well. Before we leap into 2011, that reflection step's important to look at what worked for you, what went well, what processes do you want to keep doing because they're working well, what processes might you want to tweak because, well, it's not quite giving you the results that you want, what processes do you want to stop doing because they're just not working for you and you need to find a replacement, what projects may have been great ideas at the start and you've realized that you now want to go a different direction. What projects or products or things in your life have really run their course? Sometimes it's relationships, sometimes it's volunteering. Maybe you've been serving on a board for 5-6 years and it's really not giving you the same satisfaction serving that way anymore. And there might be a better outlet for your time, energy, and service. I'm excited and I'm looking ahead to serve as president-elect of the Hawkeye chapter of the American Society for Training and Development, a chance to share my leadership experience on past boards, in the work that I'm doing with Kevin Eikenberry, Remarkable Leadership, in service to this group of amazing professionals who are committed to excellence in workplace learning. That was a change from 2010. I've been a member of the organization for a number of years. And my son is older now, and that was a choice of how did I want to serve in a volunteer capacity for the year ahead. That may or may not be on your list. What is on your list? What was on your list in 2010? Did you have a list? Some people have a bucket list for their whole lives. Other people don't write down their goals. Some of us are challenged by the way we think we have to do goal setting. And goal setting is the topic of our inaugural segment on Saving Superwoman on January 22nd. There are several right ways to do it. The important thing is to do it, to put in writing what it is that you're working to achieve, that you want to have in your life. Maybe it's not work. But what do you want? How do you feel about it? It's the feeling that motivates us, that drives us. And the more clarity we have around what it is, around the intention, the what in our lives, the more effective we are at being able to help have our reticular activating system of our brain be a power player in our corner, bringing to our awareness the people, places, opportunities that will align to success for those goals. Now, if you're one who said, you know, I had a colleague who once said, you know, I don't like to set goals because what if I don't reach them? Then I feel like a failure. Well, that's one choice you can make. And a client had mentioned to me today, just thoughts. They're all thoughts, and I can choose. So if your thoughts aren't supporting you to live a joyful life filled with passion and opportunity, choose different thoughts. That's a great place to start. Choose different languaging. Be very conscious about your languaging. And when you write these, some people like to write goals in a number of areas in their lives. Other people want to focus on just two or three. You know, some people have big, hairy, audacious goals, as Jim Collins writes about, and Kevin Eikenberry referred to in a recent teleseminar. You have the big, hairy, audacious goals and wow goals. You have believable goals that are a stretch, but, you know, I really do feel like we can make them. If we made the BHAGs, that'd be awesome. And then you have the bottom level, the minimum you can do that you would be satisfied with. And some people use all three. And they set that range of goals. Other people say, nope, just pick one. Just pick one, be very clear. So, yeah, very clear that Saving Superwoman is going to launch in January. And we're developing it, designing it, both with some long-term goals and some short-term goals and a willingness to adjust to the needs of the people that we serve. What goals are on your list? Now, going back to something earlier, I realized I did a segue. Did you write anything down for 2011? And I started journaling a number of times over the years, and I do it for a while, and then I get busy. So even if it's just a quick reflection every day that just notes two or three comments about lessons I learned today, successes today, grateful for today, three things, boom. It doesn't need to be the great American novel. I had a goal to blog in 2010, and I did blog. And as I reflect back, the blogs that I have I think are good. There are just very few of them. And so the success is I have a blog, and I feel good about that I have one, and I'm excited about what I'm learning to make it better and committing to blogging at least 3 times a week in 2011 and continuing to learn and share what I learn with others. And, you know, we have that opportunity to learn again and again when we think that, didn't quite go the way I wanted to. We get another chance most of the time. You know, some great wisdom that I've gotten from people about the idea that, you know, mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. And as Sean D'Souza says, in his website is psychotactics.com, and he talks about using your mistakes to help other people, to sell your lessons learned to other people. So instead of hiding your mistakes or being embarrassed by your mistakes, can you use what you've learned to help others? What a gift. Some people are linear about goal setting and they want the ABCs and the 1-2-3s, and that's one option. Some of us are big picture processors with a long-term vision, and I'm more of a mind mapping person with, a center goal and then spokes out of all the different things and activities and possibilities around that, and then picking and choosing pieces to focus on. Good news is many, many good ways to do it. How will you look back and reflect and note your success? Maybe it's you take a look at your calendar on Outlook or the calendar on the wall. In the case of my mother-in-law, there's people's birthdays and doctor appointments. And for me, I've got a paper. I had a paper and a digital calendar, good thing that word, in 2010. So I can look back at events with my family and clients and say, wow, this is good. This is good. And what if we focused on the good stuff? Because, oh my gosh, don't we all think so much about the stuff that went wrong? Oh, I made a mistake. Give yourself permission to learn, to grow, to take steps, to find support. So as you look ahead now, when you've celebrated your success, and by the way, what are you doing to celebrate? Are you sharing it with anybody? A coach, a friend, a family member, a client? Share that wonderful feeling of celebration, that things you feel good about. And talking, and unfortunately right now it's slipping my mind of who said we need to ask a better question when we greet people. I think it was Seth Godin in a blog who had said, instead of saying, how are you, where people tell you all the things that are wrong, you could ask a different question. You could say, what's new? Because then people talk about something new and exciting going on in their life, and the energy shifts. And what if we focused on how lucky we are, how blessed we are, in any context? And sometimes you need an outside set of eyes to help you find that. And coaches are great to help you find that. And Lisa, Lynette, and I coach each other. And because we know the value, it's hard to be in it. You can't see the forest for the trees. You know, when I was younger, that used to confuse me. And then I began to think about it, and I use it often with clients and in seminars and to help people understand that, you know, when you're in it, your vision is cluttered and limited only by what you see immediately around you, the trees. You don't see all of the trees. You only see the trees immediately in front of you. You don't know the shape of the forest. You don't know what else is in the forest. Someone who's already been through it or someone who is up in a tower looking down can see that and say, well, you know, there's this possibility or that option to consider. And you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. And rather than beating ourselves up, which we often do, those of you who've seen the V8 juice commercial where the person gets slapped in the head and says, oh, I could have had a V8. It's that same sense of, oh my gosh, I should have seen that. Well, you know, guess I've shouldn't on yourselves. S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G. Sounds like the other one. Because you know what? I sincerely believe that people do the best they can with the information they have at the time they make a decision. They make the best decision they can. Because if they could have decided differently, they would have. For whatever reason. And so if you accept that premise, that people are going to make the best decision, and they're going to do the best, be forgiving of yourself. That's where it starts. You know, as you look back, did you do good things for yourself in 2010? Did you take care of yourself and your brain so that you could take care of other people in your life, the brains of those people you care about in your life? Sometimes we don't, and it's because we don't know. nobody has told us about how to have the best brain, how to have the best performance from our brain so that we can best enjoy all the days of our lives. We've got about 10 minutes left. It's a 30-minute show tonight, so it's a quick focus on reflect and project. Focusing on, spend some time looking back and celebrating. Here's my page of celebrations of successes in 2010. And then from there, I'm going to look at what do I want in 2011? And how we go about achieving that, we'll talk about next week. But rather than making a resolution, which research shows most of us break by within the first 28 days, what if we set goals and decided that we would take action and we would surround ourselves with support, resources, and the yes, I can anchor mentality around change? Because unless you eat exactly the same food every meal and watch exactly the same episode of the same show or the same movie, or you see, we say we don't like change, and yet we change the food we eat, we change what we watch on television, we change our clothes. We don't wear the same thing every day, most of us. So when we say we don't like change, what often we mean is, I don't like change someone else tells me I have to make. I'm all about making the changes I want to make for the reasons I want to make them. And therein lies your motivation. So, 347-215-8390 if you want to share some successes you had in 2010. Did you grow? Did you learn? Did you change jobs? Did you lose weight? Did you gain weight? Later I will be sharing my weight, as I said I would do on my social media, on my golden anniversary of my birthday. And while it's not where I want it to be, actually it's higher than it was a year ago, I've learned a great deal about getting healthier, having a healthier lifestyle. In working with Lynette, as a coach, and in through Unlocking Metabolism, I've learned some things about my own metabolism, and found out that I am deficient in vitamin D. So I'm now taking, went to a doctor, had some tests, taking vitamin D supplements to up my levels, which should help me in weight loss as well. Making different choices, having support is so important. So in my 50th year of life, I'm committed to a journey. And that journey is my best health. To live my best health for myself, for my son, and for the people I serve. Now, does that mean I'll make the best choices all the time? No, not all the time, but more of the time. What will you do to recognize, you know what? I am better in terms of my health this year. I've taken some action, had some tests, recognized where I need to make some changes, and begun the journey to a healthier lifestyle, to have a better brain and a better body. I can celebrate that. Or I could feel badly, feel guilty about, oh, my weight's not lower than it was a year ago. If I have a choice between those two energies, I'm choosing. I'm excited about where I'm at, the resources I have, the support I have, and the reasons I've recognized. That's part of what reflection helps us do as well, is to recognize reasons. What will help us to change? And what are you getting out of what you're currently doing? There's got to be some kind of reward to the behavior that you're choosing. And sometimes having that outside voice helps you figure out, what do you get out of it? got about 5 minutes left. So in the week ahead, check your calendar, check your journal. Ask people around you, what are some good things that have happened to our family in this past year? Do some reflecting. Decide, what do you want to carry forward in 2011? And celebrate what went well. Give yourself a high five. Give yourself a standing ovation. My wonderful colleague, Gail, if you touch your fingertips together over your head, there's your O. Stand up, you have a standing O. Have fun. Feel good. Bring some joy into your moments. Deciding to feel good is a moment-by-moment choice. To feel joy, to feel blessed, to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude. That's celebrating your life, celebrating your success. And by all means, do that. Do the celebrating. Three cheers to you for your successes in 2010. And you had them. And success is measured by you. Only you. Right now, for this purpose, how do you define success? Success may be I changed a habit. I changed an unhealthy habit. Or I'm changing an unhealthy habit to something that's more supportive, sustaining, life-giving. And then next week, we'll take a look, focus on projecting into 2011. Think about where you are today. Where do you want to be 365 days from now? Begin that thought process. Begin the adventure of what would bring the most joy to your life. And we'll take a look at those intentions and goals next time. So celebrate. Feel good about what went well in 2010. Maybe it's that someone reached out to help you when you needed it. Celebrate that you accepted the help. That's huge. So many people suffer because they don't accept help, or they don't ask, or both. Celebrate the sunrise and the sunset. Celebrate breath. Celebrate walking, running, playing. Many ways you can celebrate life. And most importantly, celebrate the gifts that you give and receive. Find the joy in every moment. Sometimes it takes a little help. Doesn't feel real joyful in the minute of the disagreements. Take a breath. You can get to the other side. Thanks so much for being with me as we look at reflecting on 2010 and projecting into 2011. Choosing our language carefully, setting up that reticular activating system to be our best player support in our corner, to recognize the opportunities, the people that are close coming into our lives that can support us to achieve, to get to where we want to go. Amazing opportunities are yours now and can be yours in the days ahead. Thanks so much for investing 30 minutes of your time with me. And please take an action on at least one spark you heard between now and next Wednesday evening. I hope that you download a podcast again. And feel free to check back in the archives over the past several years at the end of December, beginning of January. And remember, only you can make the contribution that you are created to make in your own special way. Until next time, thanks for being you, and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more Sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.